Mitt Romney cries extreme Democrats holding so-called bipartisan infrastructure bill hostage. By Sean Moran on October 1, 2021. Extreme House Democrats are holding the $1.2 trillion so-called bipartisan infrastructure bill hostage. Senator Mitt Romney, RUT, lamented in a statement Friday. Romney released his statement after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, failed to hold a vote Thursday on the bipartisan infrastructure bill, or the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act. Leftist Democrats, led by House Progressive Caucus Chair Representative Pramila Jayapal, DWE, whipped up her fellow progressives against the bipartisan bill because they want to move forward on the $3.5 trillion Build Back Better Act. In his statement, Romney claimed progressives continue to hold the bill hostage and that the bipartisan has nothing to do with the Build Back Better Act. He said, "This week, my colleagues in the House made a purely political decision to block a vote on much-needed, broadly supported legislation to fix America's crumbling infrastructure. It is unacceptable that a major piece of bipartisan legislation, which is vital to our economy and necessary to keep important transportation programs going, is being held hostage by the most extreme House Democrats for a completely unrelated and still unwritten piece of legislation. What a profound disappointment, and how unfortunate to put politics over what is good for our country." Despite Romney's claim, the $3.5 trillion budget resolution, which serves as the legislative vehicle for the radical Build Back Better, contains language that proves the link between the two bills. Section 4010 of the budget resolution, which serves as the legislative vehicle for the Democrats' reconciliation bill, allows for House Budget Committee Chairman John Yarmuth, DKY, to make changes to the bipartisan bill as he sees fit. The section reads, "In the House of Representatives, the chair of the Committee on the Budget may adjust the allocations, aggregates, and other budgetary levels included in this concurrent resolution to reflect changes resulting from the enactment of an infrastructure bill or joint resolution, including legislation implementing the Invest in America Act or a bipartisan infrastructure agreement. This would appear to prove conservatives' arguments that backing the bipartisan bill would only enable and further the partisan infrastructure bill." Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.